This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. During the COVID-19 pandemic, more hospitals and doctors are promoting telemedicine or telehealth. That typically means connecting with a physician or other medical personnel by phone or through an online video connection. Medical facilities are trying to discourage people without COVID-19 symptoms or other risk factors from swamping medical facilities already busy with COVID patients, or from putting healthcare workers at greater risk by possibly simply spreading the virus. Dr. Kim Kranzel is Medical Director for Digital Health at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. She says parents can find health advice for their kids on the children's website, and there's a mobile app with a section dedicated to the coronavirus. But she says if parents are worried their child may have COVID-19, they can have a live video visit with a pediatrician day or night.
Our providers can help parents determine if they need a test and if they need to be seen in person. Like to also reiterate that you should not come to a physical location without calling first so that our staff is prepared to receive the patient.
Kranzel says Children's has added 20 healthcare providers to the service as demand has grown this month. 1,000 people have enrolled in the online platform in the last 2 weeks. COVID-19 is not the only health concern, of course. Kranzel says kids still get plenty of ear infections, for example.
There are cases in which we can be concerned about an ear infection and recommend watching and waiting for several days before starting antibiotic therapy. For a child in acute ear pain with a high fever, it is likely that we would need to examine the ear.
Kranzel says the Children's Hospital website has a training video on how to download the urgent care app. She also says the price of a video chat has been cut by 60% during the COVID crisis. Sometimes the remaining cost of $20 is covered by insurance. Other hospitals in the area also offer telemedicine. Mike Anders is Chief Innovation and Digital Officer for Froedtert and the Medical College of Wisconsin, which now has $0 copays for virtual visits with a primary provider. Anders notes the federal government has relaxed some restrictions on telemedicine. That includes making it more available to people on Medicare. Anders says Froedtert's online clinicians have plenty of say-so over whether a patient needs to come into a care facility. But he says so far, most of the hospital's digital medicine cases involve simple conditions or managing chronic diseases. He contends when it comes to some cancer patients, a virtual face-to-face during the COVID-19 pandemic is safer than a clinic visit.
It's not the same, you know, in terms of an experience for sure, but in terms of the safety for somebody who's undergoing chemotherapy or immunocompromised, it's definitely a better value.
When you go into a healthcare clinic, there's a lot of equipment to help the provider make a diagnosis. Andrew says greater use of telemedicine does not mean people need a lot more gear in their home.
Certain conditions would benefit from having a better connection with some of the data that comes from maybe a blood sugar meter or a thermometer or blood pressure cuff. And in many cases, if the person has one of those things at home, it's as simple as them just basically conveying to the clinical team what the reading was.
Anders acknowledges it's easier to access telemedicine with a smartphone, but he says the gap between those who have one and those who don't is shrinking. That's true, says Egan Kemp. He's a healthcare policy advocate with the watchdog group Public Citizen. Kemp says telemedicine can be crucial during COVID-19. But he says the lack of a smartphone or the lack of a good connection can be problems.
Whether you're going to the doctor, whether you're just talking to the doctor via Skype or Zoom or some other technology, it's stressful enough, but if it's cutting out or if you keep dropping the connection, it can be, you know, very frustrating for consumers.
Kemp says he hopes governments step up and eliminate both rural and urban broadband problems, and that providers make sure online connections are secure from hacking. He says there's money in the stimulus package moving through Congress this week to help improve telemedicine, which may become a bigger part of a lot of people's health care, even after the worst impact of the coronavirus. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Innovation Reporting is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman.